It's time for Let's Talk About It here, and I've got two guests today. My guests are Sydney Johnson as well as Robin Eisler. They are with the Jamestown Nurse Honor Guard. And ladies, I just want to thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You bet. Question number one, what is the Nurse Honor Guard for those who don't know?
So the Jamestown Nurse Honor Guard, we are a volunteer-run chapter of the National Nurses Honor Guard Coalition. We are a group of nurses who, our mission is to honor nurses for their selfless dedication in service and care of others. We do this by conducting a ceremony, a tribute ceremony at a nurse's memorial service, visitation, funeral, or even at the graveside, whatever the family prefers. And in this service, we have some personalized readings. We ring a bell to symbolize a final call of duty. What else do we do? Present a single white rose.
That's nice. That's a nice touch.
Yes. And then we light the nightingale lamp that's extinguished at the end of the ceremony, and we provide it to the family. So this service is available to any nurse, regardless of their years of service. As long as they've been licensed as a nurse, they're eligible to have this service conducted at their funeral.
Very nice. So why is this tradition so important to us?
Well, we know that we know a lot of people who are nurses, right? And they often work behind the scenes, and sometimes their contributions are really not recognized. And so by having a Nurse Honor Guard service, this provides some dignity and closure to the family and acknowledges that sacrifice that these nurses made during their career.
Okay. Well, you touched on it earlier, but what happens during the Nurse Honor Guard ceremony?
So again, the personalized readings that are, it's the Nightingale tribute, which consists of a prayer and the pledge that every nurse takes when they are pinned at the beginning of their career. Mm-hmm. So that's read. We also do a poem that's included with those readings that's called She Was There. We light the Nightingale lamp. We place a rose on the casket, a white rose, or next to the urn, and then ring a bell to symbolize the final call of duty. We release them from their earthly duty to nursing, and then we extinguish the lamp and provide it to the family at the end of the service.
Very touching.
The other thing with this is that we're wearing our uniform, which is an important part of that nursing service, is the white, as many people remember, a white uniform and the nursing cap, but we also wear a very beautiful Florence Nightingale cape, which is blue and red. So it's very striking that we're all dressed the same as we do this service.
Now, I think you touched on it earlier, who can participate? It's got to be a licensed nurse, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. And how did the Nurse Honor Guard start in North Dakota?
So we're one of the last states in the United States to adopt a Nurse Honor Guard, and I had never heard of it before April of 2025. I stumbled across it when I was at a nursing symposium, and it hit me. It was laid on my heart. I knew that this is something that I had to bring to Jamestown. There are, counting Jamestown, four chapters that are now started in North Dakota. We have one in Moorhead, Fargo area, Bismarck, Mandan, and then one in Williston. So we have, and then Jamestown. So,
all right. Now, how can nurses or families get involved or maybe even request a ceremony like this?
So our current chapter that we're starting here in Jamestown, we go about a 50-mile radius outside of Jamestown to provide a service. And so that's a pretty good area. And we would go further, you know, as we were able to do that. So we are looking for nurses who have a similar interest in being part of the Nurse Honor Guard, and they can join us. And I know we'll be putting up a website and a place that they can like us on our Facebook page as well, the Jamestown Nurse Honor Guard. And with that, those nurses can then participate with us in our services. And then also we're looking if families need to request a service for their loved one and how they can do that as well. And again, they can reach out to us and get that information.
Okay. Now, how do you handle families who might not know about this tradition, but They probably do want to know about this. They probably do want this ceremony. How do you reach out to them?
Well, having us here on Let's Talk About is an excellent start. We're just trying to get the information out there and available. Not a lot of people know about it. I was one of those people that didn't know about it until April of this year. So the more people we can get talking about it, the better. And then, as already mentioned, you can reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram. We have an email available to contact us. And any questions that anyone has, please just reach out. We are happy to answer anything that comes our way.
And one of the ways that people can reach out is they can talk at their funeral homes. We are reaching out to the funeral homes in the communities around Jamestown here in Valley City so that they can have some information as well. And then also to our church families, churches here in the areas, we're hoping to get the word out to them so that they can offer this up to families that they are around as well.
Okay. So what do you hope people take away from the Nurse Honor Guard?
I think we're hoping that people have a better understanding and appreciate what nurses do in our communities and throughout their lives to make places people better, to help strengthen what nurses do and their contributions. So it's really to remember them and their legacy.
I forgot to ask, what if someone questions the need for such a ceremony? I mean, to me it seems obvious, but I suppose there's always people out there that question this.
So, there are other honor guards, like for military as well. So just recognizing that nursing is a profession and, how people played a role in helping others is, something that we would say to help them understand.
So, final question, how can people support the Jamestown Nurse Honor Guard? How can we go about that?
Well, you can talk about us, for starters. Share this information to anyone who will listen. And then we also run on donations. We are a nonprofit corporation. So if anybody is willing to send us a donation, that would be wonderful. We are actively seeking 501c3 status. So eventually, everyone's donations will become tax deductible. But for now, that's how you can support us. Get the word out. And if anybody's willing to make a donation, you can contact us through the email or send us a check via P.O. Box. P.O. Box 345, Jamestown, North Dakota, 58402.
You have that memorized.
That's I do.
They can also to get to your website, just Google Jamestown Nurse Honor Guard, if that would bring up the website or the Facebook page.
It'll bring up the Facebook page. Okay. We don't have a functioning website yet, so that is coming. Instagram handle is NHG Jamestown, at NHG Jamestown. And then, as Robin has already mentioned, the Facebook page is Jamestown Nurse Honor Guard. And if you search that on Facebook, it'll pull it right up.
All right. Very good. Thank you, ladies, for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you bet. There is Robin Eisler as well as Sydney Johnson. They are with the Jamestown Nursing Honor Guard here, our guests on today's Let's Talk About It.